George Floyd Autonomous Zone in Minneapolis has issued a list of rules for white people that they have to abide by in order to enter the area. The zone has popped up around the area that Floyd died and has come to resemble something akin to a religious cult encampment. Oh, yeah. Everybody's there doing fentanyl and hoping they can get choked out in a nice settlement as well for their families. I mean, it's... what a country. Oh, listen to this. Apparently, baptisms, miracles, and other spiritual events can be witnessed on a regular basis. Miracles, huh? Yeah, the miracle is you can walk somewhere in Minneapolis without getting set on fire, firebombed, beaten, or rolled. That's the miracle. Spiritual events, what the fuck would that be? These people are a godless lot. Of course, they don't have to be worshiping God to have a spiritual event. They could be worshiping the man downstairs. We'll have to check in with John McCain. He's got a big, big spread by the Lake of Fire down there. He could tell us what's happening over at Club Beelzebub. I'll just read that again. The insanity of this. A baptism, miracles, and other spiritual events can be witnessed on a regular basis. And if you look real closely, you can still see buildings and charred people in the distance. Charred buildings. And people looting, stealing flat screens. And I think there's some charred bodies over there. It smells very strange. However, entering the area as a white person comes with potential risks if you make the mistake of having a problematic manner.
Excuse me, what is the proper dress attire for a Caucasian like myself? To enter this area, I do not want to get my shirt. I just heard these pressed, okay? my friend, hands off, my friend. This is cashmere. Do you understand what that means? Should I wear something of a recreational shoe? I don't... These are alligator leather. Do you understand? I cannot get these scuffed.
You realize, I don't think people understand. Maybe I see things differently, but you think about the great folks who were fighting for civil rights in the 60s. Martin Luther King Jr. and Malcolm X. We talked about Malcolm X on here before. And the genius of fucking Malcolm X. And it was easy to understand why he didn't make it. Why he was assassinated after you listen to him speak and you're white. And you're like, you know what, this guy's making a lot of sense. He's not of course his teachings and his preachings were tailored to African Americans, but if you listen to him today, they're really tailored to all Americans. And I've said it before on here, we're all slaves. He was talking about that African Americans in the 60s were still in servitude to the government. Well, how has that changed? So it's preposterous to me to think that you had these incredible leaders in the 60s, civil rights leaders, and striving to get civil rights for their people, quote unquote, African Americans. And they achieved that. They achieved it. And then they got it. And now they're flipping the script and they're saying, well, you shouldn't have civil rights, the same civil rights that we do. You shouldn't have the right to walk down a street. You shouldn't have this right. You shouldn't have that right. It's like, wait a minute. You folks have to remember where you came from. I remember where I came from. I remember growing up in tough neighborhoods. I remember where I came from. You folks forgot who you were and where you came from real fast and who came before you. And now the same things you guys were railing about through the years, about the oppressors and this, that, and the other thing. Now you're acting just like they acted. Now you're really getting played by the man. That's how I see it. Except we're all getting played by the man. That's what I'm trying to fucking tell people. Forget about the race and the religion and all that stuff. All these little corrals they put you in and they treat you and think of you like livestock, like cattle. And we're all getting played by these guys. The very fact that this is, think about the insanity, the very fact that this is even allowed to exist, this autonomous zone and these different autonomous zones, they are monuments to nothing else but racial division, divide and conquer, tools to fuck with your brain and attack you psychologically. It's warfare against you. How can you rail and want and fight for civil rights for decades, and then once you get them, throw all your principles out the window and start acting like you're oppressors? Makes no sense to me. You know why it makes no sense to me? Because it's a government op. They're doing this. Divide and conquer. Sowing fear. Setting up zones like this. Bringing in the race pimps. When are people out there going to wake up? I said this before and I mean it. You think your ancestors were slaves? You're the slave now. You're the slave. Your entire life is mapped out for you. They think you will achieve nothing. I was in the hood. I fucking know. I put myself in the category. I'm talking about white people under the poverty line. I'm talking about Latinos. I'm talking about African Americans. You all get along under the poverty line. You come out of your apartment, the dude across the hall, okay, he's a black guy. The dude to the left could be a Puerto Rican. The guy at the other side, four apartments, is the Asian who's fucking cooking up something in the wok every night. It smells like the Hunan garden in your hallway. You can go knock on his door and say, yo, dude, can you tone down the ethnic food? I'm over here. I'm the white guy. No, you all get along. You bump in to the brother. You bump in to the Asian guy. You bump into the Puerto Rican. You don't start fighting him in the hallway. Say, hey, what's going on? Oh, the dryer's busted upstairs, man. And the water. Okay, thanks, man. Thank you, man. Thanks. Oh, you left something in the dryer, man. You know? Knock on your door. Here it is. I know this is your, you know, these are your clothes because you're the only ones on this floor with kids. What the fuck are people talking about? They're at each other's throats. That's not how people, real people, react. You get along in the hood. You get along in the hood. This stuff doesn't even play that well these days there. People are too busy working their asses off. Too fucking tired. They come home too fucking... No time for this shit. You're exhausted. The only constant is these assholes keep you down. All races, wake the fuck up. Whites are asked to decenter yourself. The fuck does that mean? Which is a euphemism for a mandate to behave like second-class citizens and keep quiet. Congratulations. Every fucking thing you fought for, you've pissed it away. Because it was handed to you, you never earned it. See, that's the fucking thing. When people get stuff handed to them and they don't earn it, they don't have any skin in the game, this always happens. Be mindful of whether your volume, pace, and movements are supporting or undermining your efforts to decenter yourself. The patronizing tone continues with a demand to contribute to the energy of the space rather than drain it. The rules also encourage whites to intervene if they witness white folks doing problematic things, which presumably includes doing anything other than engaging in slavish worship for the 21st century deity of George Floyd. This calls for little Johnny Winter. Be careful with a fool. Because that's who you're dealing with. Whoever put this together. Guys, listen. We have a Justice Department with a Civil Rights Division. If you're white, you still got civil rights. They should come in here, okay? Like Elliot fucking Ness. Or Purvis, okay? come in here like those guys with the sledgehammers, breaking up barrels of alcohol, barrels of whiskey, barrels of beer during Prohibition, and then you take a fucking sledgehammer to this whole thing. This is a violation of everyone's civil rights. It's insanity. This isn't freedom of speech. Talk about segregation. I thought you don't want to. I read my history outside of school. These are the same things that a guy like George Wallace was slammed for, segregation, all this other stuff. And now you're back to segregation. And a guy like Martin Luther King Jr. took a bullet for this, and Malcolm X took a bullet for this. They're saying, what the fuck did we take a bullet? We took a bullet for this shit? Our lives ended way more prematurely than they ever should have because of this. Who's fucking woke now? Tell me I'm not woke. I fucking understand this stuff. You're getting played on a daily basis. Dopes are in the streets actually carrying these rules out. Are you woke? No, you're not woke. You're a dope and you're broke. Because the man who allows you to do this is playing you. Wake up, man. You tell me those incredible civil rights leaders. You tell me even somebody like Gandhi would come in and say, this is fucked up, man. Are you guys for real? What is this about? You've become your oppressors. That's how I see it. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm racist. He's racist, Mildred. Turn him off. The View's coming on. I'm not racist, man. I hate to break the news to everybody who doesn't fucking understand this. And, you know, kudos to you that you had a good childhood and a better childhood than I had and stuff like that. Fucking kudos to you. Nobody is more happy about that than I am. This is a great country. And I'm a firm believer that children should have a great experience wherever they are. If you grow up poor, you live in poor communities, you cannot be racist. You will get the racism beat out of you very fast. The neighborhood will beat your ass until you're no longer racist. And you can't fucking go anywhere. You can't do anything. We didn't tolerate racism. Now, we could joke. I could joke with some black dudes about their race, and they could joke about me and my race, but it's a fucking joke, man. But if something happens, we all got each other's back. The cops show up and start hassling a black dude down the hall from me. I got his back, unless he did something really bad. But they wouldn't hassle you. They'd just come up and come in and grab you. That's different. The whole neighborhood had everybody's back. White, black, Puerto Rican, whatever. Hispanic. It's the way it was. There's no racism in the hood for white folks. You wouldn't survive on a daily basis back in the day. I mean, I'm serious. Some of my great friends were black, man. Shit, I was in a breakdancing group. How many white guys do you know can breakdance? And we were rolling around all the time. It gets to the point you don't even think about, but you don't even think, race isn't even a prism you use to think about people. They're just dudes. Now, you got assholes of all different colors. You got assholes of all different creeds, okay? That's an asshole. That's different. You can be a black asshole. You can be a white asshole. That's a character flaw. That has nothing to do with race. But you dudes now, Black Lives Matter and stuff like that, you become your oppressor, man. That's how I say it. And I think, guys, like, if you listen to Malcolm X, do any of you fuckers even know who Malcolm X is? Isn't he on Twitter? Is he the guy on Twitter? That's pretends that he's black, but he's white. Is that Malcolm X? Oh, that's Talcum X. I'm sorry. How are you supposed to give folks of any race a crash course in education and history when our educational system has failed every fucking one of us? It's almost an impossible task. We'll be right back. something just came to mind. Popped in my mind. You know, you start talking about something and other memories are stirred up, right? I think there's a lesson in this too. If you look at everything through a prism of race and things, and you approach different people, you think of them as different classes and things like that, perhaps you're the racist. We used to have black guys we grew up with, good friends with, and they would tell you, man, watch out for that motherfucker, man. He's racist. Be like, what are you talking about? Yeah, man, stay away from that guy. That dude isn't like white people. Does that sound like somebody who hates your guts? That's your fellow man looking out for you. Telling you, man, watch, that guy's crazy, man. He's a racist. Stay clear of that guy. So if you think of everything like, actually, a lot of these folks that we're reading about and writing about and talking about on a regular basis, they are the racists because they fail the litmus test. Everything is about race. Everything is against white people. When white people are no longer the majority, they say 2040, something like that, that white people will be the minority. What will you do then? Who will you rail up against? Are you going to rail about against the Hispanics? Do you understand? If you're a racist, you're a racist. Just because you have a microphone and millions of dollars behind you and you're running an operation for the FBI doesn't make you any less racist. Fucking preach to me about racism. Do you live the struggle? How many of these fucking guys have lived the struggle? We'll bring that shit around here. That dog doesn't hunt around here, man. Hey, too many fist fights growing up, defending black dudes in our crew, etc. They call me anything even close to that. Anyhow, some prophetic points in there somewhere. You have to fish them out. Sometimes I know that I'm making good points when I don't remember them. I'm like, I'm in some kind of a blackout zone. So I think I said some things that were really good in there, but you're so focused on your next thought that you kind of lose track of where you are. You're trying to emphasize certain points. And we only have a limited time here. We're trying to reach as many people as we can. So there is a degree of pressure when this mic is on to tell it like it is and keep it real. So that's what we're trying to do. Sometimes I'm overpowered by funk. What can I say? This next story, a Virginia cop loses job after the chief finds out that he donated $25 to Kyle Rittenhouse legal fund. That's in Norfolk. Last time I checked, that was in Virginia. You know what, buddy? You're better off not in that police department. That whole story is on True Pundit. I'm not going to play into that. We have enough strife today and other important things to talk about. Where are we going from here? Oh, boy. This could be. Let's have some fun on a Friday. What do you think?
Over and out.
Headline, Rand Paul warns of climate core youth plan in the horrendous Green New Deal. Did somebody say Green New Deal?
She's my cherry pie. Cool drink of water, such a sweet surprise.
Alexandria Cortez to the Champagne Room. Cortez of the Champagne Room. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to the center stage. She's topping the polls in D.C., and she's at the top of our poll on the center stage. Oh, boy. As extreme leftists within a Democratic Party, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, formally reintroduced the radical Green New Deal, a Senator Rand Paul warned that the vast spending plan seeks to overturn the voter economy, do away with free market capitalism, and even create armies of youths dedicated to implementing socialist policy. Oh, you mean just like public school? Okay. Rand Paul warned that the far left definitely think that money grows on trees, and I guess that's part of the Green Plan.
Oh, that is so rich.
Hey, Rand Paul, leave the comedy to other people, okay? While the plan has been touted, it's a $172 billion spend. Paul noted that if you add it all up from the infrastructure bill, it's actually about $500 billion. Don't pay any attention to any of that, though, folks. There's $174 billion in it for weatherizing houses, which never gets to energy efficiency to meet the cost. But there's $100 billion for electric cars. Oh, yeah. There's $10 billion with a B, for some kind of army of climate change people, some kind of climate core youth, which I think has connotations in our history of these sort of government-informed youths out there marching for things that the government tells them to do. How's that any difference for what's going on now in Minneapolis and other places? I think all of it is horrendous, but the biggest problem is the financial drain on the future of our country by spending so much money we don't have. Wait. It's just... Did I just read that right? Is he asleep? I think he might be. He's from Kentucky, but there might be a little California dreaming going on. He might have gotten a hold of some good weed from one of those farms in his district. He's in the Senate. What the hell is he talking about? Spending so much money we don't have. What the fuck have you been doing down there, Rand Paul? Wake up. That's all you do. That's all you do. And I love how the media... Folks, don't get sucked in by this guy. I love how the media automatically runs. We love you, Rand Paul! And people on Twitter. Rand Paul is for us! He's one of us! He didn't take any guff. Today I watched Rand Paul on the Hill. He didn't take any guff from Fauci. He put Fauci in his place. Did he really? Why is Fauci still fucking there then? They're famous. When the cameras are on, when the tape recorders are on, etc. When they're on live, they're famous for being a champion of the public. As soon as those fucking cameras go off, like, these fucking people. These dopes, they bought it again. Suckers. He's railing about the financial drain of the future on our country by spending money we don't have. That's all you fucking do. It's interesting to read what these people say, and it's fun to make fun of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who really is the congressional version intellectual version of a stripper. Actually, she gives strippers a bad name. I've known some real slick strippers. But, he's worried that that a bill like this will collapse our stretched economy while handing government total control over society. What the hell happened in the last year? How many trillion have you spent? 10 trillion. And now you're worried about 10 billion or 174 billion. You already spent 10 trillion. You sat there, you rubber fucking stamped it all. It was a Republican White House that spent most of the money so far. I'm sure this bird brain, this Delaware bird brain, will eclipse that. I'm sure he will. But you sat there, the Democrat White House, and you rubber stamped this insanity. And you handed total control of all aspects of society already, rubber stamping that, sitting on your hands. What, are you afraid to come out of your house because your neighbor's going to whoop your ass again? It's insane. You've already done this, Rand Paul. You sold us fucking out. Shut up. Shut up. Go spend your money. Shut the fuck up. You might fool some of these dummies. You're not fooling me. This is an interesting story. Of course, it's getting a lot of play, by the way. And I said this a year ago. People said I was a fool. That's okay. In the UK's war on pubs, is it about silencing dissent? Remember I talked about here, about the Green Dragon Tavern? The Green Dragon Tavern? And that the reason these politicians like Governor Wolf in Pennsylvania, I talked about it because I was out drinking with friends and every time we get hassled, break it up, three at a table, four at a table, you guys break it up. We can't bring more alcohol unless you eat like Orson fucking Welles, then they can bring you more alcohol. I got to import Orson Welles, Oprah, and a couple other blimps so I can have three beers. And I said, it's all about making sure you don't get together with your friends, have a couple pops and say, you know what? Why aren't we doing something about these assholes? Why aren't we plotting their fucking demise of tyranny? And people said, that is a reach. That is a reach, my friend. You are out on a ledge. Well, now it's mainstream, right? Because somebody else said it. When Payne says something, people just sit around. Yeah, is that true? I don't know. I think this guy's a crackpot. A year later, 2 years, three, 4 years later. Hey, not a big deal when people fucking ignored Aldous Huxley 63, 64, 65 years ago in Brave New World telling the entire world all this was coming at them. And they said, this guy must be on LSD, man. He's on acid. Yeah, sure. A university teacher has published a fascinating article in which he argues that the shutdown of pubs in the United Kingdom is about silencing dissent. Where does that sound familiar? I'm lining up the next song. The article by Sean Walsh, which was carried by lockdown skeptics, questions why pubs are still semi-closed while other non-essential retail stores are allowed to fully open despite the fact that the entire hospitality industry was responsible for just 3% of the total COVID infections last year. It's tempting to conclude that the sage types are worried about pubs are possible vectors of transmission, but they... It's always good when anarchy in the UK comes on to bang your face off the microphone. It's tempting to conclude that the sage types are not worried that pubs are possible vectors of transmission, but they are concerned that hospitality venues are potential theaters of dissent. How many times did I mention this? And I'm not saying it to spike the football. I'm saying it to drive home the point. It's exactly what the fuck is going on in the United States. And I said this to guys who own bars and restaurants, and they looked at me like, huh, it's interesting. Green Dragon Tavern. I never heard of Green Dragon Tavern. What's that about? I said, go look it up. Go look it up. You understand? For the seeds and the planning of the Revolutionary War, that's where it started. Over brews, over beer. And I have to tell you, there's nobody more cunning and ready to hatch a scheme, whether illegal or legal, than some of these British folks when you drink with them. These guys, I mean, the pub closes and they're like, yeah, so where are we going next? So what? Who else is open? Oh, nobody? Okay. And now it's time for some payback. God bless the British. A fighting spirit that still exists over there with many folks. It's just, it's a damn shame to see what's happened to them. But again, this plays into my theory. They close these places down because they understand the history of this country.
Green Dragon Tavern. Jeez, a reach. Is that a Chinese restaurant? I don't remember getting sushi from there.
How many people out there, raise your hand. I'll save you the trouble. No one's going to raise their hand. Learned about the Green Dragon Tavern in high school or college or grade school in your history classes? Nobody. Why do you think? Why do you think? It's in the pub that people can whisper conspiracy. Walsh accurately identifies the pub not just as a place of fun and frivolity, but an organizing forum where populist sentiment takes shape. It's in the pub that people can whisper conspiracy against a government narrative, and conspiracies always require that the like-minded are allowed to gather. It is over a drink that the millionaire and the pauper can come together and compare notes. The government's war on pubs is ticking both those boxes. Talking about Boris Johnson is currently offering a sinister inversion of what a pub is, one in which you are tracked, traced, audited, judged, and humiliated. The roadmap is the industry, at least, is one that leads you not to normal, but into a Twin Peaks version of it. He concludes, Walsh, by arguing that if the government was trying to build a police state, one of the first things it would do is to stamp on the enjoyment of the great unwashed and confiscate all mechanisms of dissent. Maybe this guy's been listening to the program. Maybe he's been listening to the Thomas Paine podcast. Could the war on pubs have also been a deliberate attempt to prevent people from coming together, to pierce the monopoly control the media wielded over the entire lockdown narrative? Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And so kudos to him for getting it. Not a lot of people out there get it. I have to tell you, I get it. I understand how these guys think. You know why? They used to pay me a lot of money to help them craft narratives. And this would be top of the fucking list. Cut the booze off. These guys are up to no good when they drink. And I know the Brits. I've had them here. If we've hosted them here at the house. MI5 guys. British Intel. We go out drinking in Philadelphia. And the stories are historic. And the state police back in the day could tell you all about it. They are some rowdy bastards. And they're fucking great to drink with. I could see... They were here and they wanted to cause trouble after your drink. I can only imagine what they would be like. And I've been, we'll just leave it at that. You get the point. They didn't have to keep you down, believe me. They're not that bright. We've shot holes and we've exposed their schemes on here on the Thomas Paine podcast months and now years before most people. Everything we've said has quote unquote come true. Of course, we knew it was true when we said it, otherwise we wouldn't fucking say it. The folks that are listening understand, they get it, smart people. Smart people always gravitate to other bright people. Unless you're trying to get laid. Sometimes you have to... you understand that as well. So I don't need to explain it. Some of the guys out there. Maybe some of the women out there too. That guy's really gorgeous, but he's a moron. He used it for a month or so. Back in the day. To be young again. I want to cover this. We picked this up from Zero Hedge, and so if it reads a little strange, it's because it's a first person's account. So I'm just gonna stick with it, and you understand that as well. The COVIDian cult exposed 6 conditions of mind control. Now this is interesting. So pay attention. Back in October 2020, we covered an essay called The COVIDian Cult, in which it was described the so-called new normal as a global totalitarian ideological movement. I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of words in this, a lot of big words and fancy words. I better strap up myself in the home stretch here. We usually save the best for last for you folks. But I listened to the first part of the podcast, but, then we had to listen to a whole second part. Well, the best stuff comes last. I was just warming up. 2 hours in, I'm getting fucking warmed up. That's when we start rocking and rolling. Developments over the last 6 months have borne out the accuracy of that analogy. A full year after the initial rollout of the utterly horrifying and completely fictional photos of people dropping dead in the streets. Remember that? Remember the bullshit they rolled out from China? People dropping dead in the streets? I just saw a couple of them. It was at a restaurant, I think. I just saw a couple of those same guys. That was a bunch of bullshit. China. This is what happens when you trust China. Bad things are going to happen. These guys are real pros at propaganda and mayhem. Oh, guess what? All the folks in the news media, the U.S. news media, had no problem replaying that footage over and over and over again. People dropping dead in the street to China. I wonder if there's some of the same people that were on those Chinese junkets, the Chinese-sponsored fucking tours, the Chinese-sponsored travel. You ever buy a ticket to China? It ain't cheap. But the Chinese ain't calling. We need you to play this video. It's chaos over here. And the U.S. media says, oh, we'll blow the hell out of this. We'll get big hits from this. Turns out, wasn't even true. They also projected the media, based on the Chinese, that there'd be a 3.4% death rate. Last time I checked, it was a 99.7, a 99.8, or a 99.9. survival rate. But you're going to wipe out 3.4% of the entire globe. Okay. What kind of shit are you smoking over there? How can I get some of it? We got to keep rolling here because this is a monster story. All you zombies out there, all you lab rats, this is for you.
To the animals.
Yeah.
Just imagine it, chatting with a chimp and chimpanzee. Yeah.
If I could talk to you lab ferrets. This is for you. I dedicate this to you dopes out there lining up, listening to your state handlers, your government handlers. You can't even go in and get a fucking beer or two, right? Without bringing in fucking Luciano Pavarotti to eat with you so you can have three beers. You're going to listen to these people. They really care about you. Now, this story talks about all the insanity, torturing children, the elderly, the disabled, demanding that everyone submit to being injected with dangerous experimental vaccines, and just generally acting delusional and psychotic, and that's what's fucking absolutely happened. How do we ever get to this point, to the point where instead of the cult existing as an island within the dominant culture, the cult has become the dominant culture. And those of us who have not joined the cult have become the isolated island. The full story is on True Pundit. You might want to check it out. I'm going to stick with it. Relax. To understand this, one needs to understand how cults control the minds of their members, because totalitarian ideological movements operate more or less the same way, just on a much larger societal scale. We've talked about this with the Q cult and the power of the cult and the feckless waste of time it is to try to pierce common sense and inject common sense into these people. They have to run their own course. They've chosen their course. They've chosen their course, and they will be exploited at every fucking turn. And perhaps if they're lucky, they'll wise up and have the intestinal fortitude to break free. But to be quite honest with you, knowing something about psychological warfare and the people that are very proficient, more than proficient at it, experts, they would say, well, if the Q cult runs out, we'll come up with another thing. These people will be played again. We can play these people time and time again like a fucking accordion at a Polish wedding. It's true. To understand this, again, we have to focus on cults. There's a wealth of research and knowledge of the subject. You know, a guy, and it mentions it here somewhere later, Robert J. Lifton. He's a guy that's written a lot about this. Might be worth looking up. But to keep things simple, we'll just focus on Margaret Singer's sixth condition of mind control from her 1995 book, Cults in Our Midst, as a lens to view the COVIDian cult through. Let's take a look at this. Six conditions of mind control. And you think how this applies to the MAGA folks. Or MAG. It's MAGA, pal. Get on. You're not on our team. I'm on my fucking team. I'm on the team of common sense. I'm on the team that's going to navigate around these assholes. Circumnavigate these fools. That's the team I'm on. So if you want to be on that team, hey, we could use more people. I don't take my cues from politicians. I don't take my cues from carpetbaggers. I don't take my cues from grifters. I don't take my cues from gutter snipes, sewer rats, career criminals, holy rollers, and phonies. I got one fucking thing that keeps me on a straight and narrow, and that's the truth. That's it. That's it. If you want to be on that team, that's a good team to be on. If you want to keep getting played like a fiddle, like a fiddle in an Irish pub, hey, God bless you. You be on that team. Six conditions of mind control. Keep this in mind when dealing with a lot of these issues lately, political and, of course, societal. These are kitchen table issues now because they affect your bottom line. They affect your life. Number one, keep the person unaware of what is going on and how he or she is being changed one step at a time. Potential new numbers. New numbers, of course, but potential new members are led step by step through a behavioral change program without being aware of the final agenda or full content of the group. Control the person's, number two, control the person's social and or physical environment. Especially control the person's time. Suck them in. And we're blowing through this. There's much more to the story. Worth checking out. You can also find it on Zero Hedge, I guess. It's on True Pundit, and the links are on there too. If you want to give us some traffic, it's totally up to you. It's not a big deal either way. Three, systematically create a sense of powerlessness in a person. Doesn't that apply to just about everybody you know? I can't do this because. I can't go out because. You can't go in there without a mask. You're not allowed to go in there because there's too many people. You're not allowed to have more than two beers unless you order $745 worth of food. The whole system is set up to make you feel powerless. You can't go here unless you get a dangerous experimental pharmaceuticals pumped into your body. Oh, can't do that. What kind of person feels more powerless than an obedient person locked in their house under house arrest by the government for something they never did? Oh, and also sitting around online counting the number of COVID deaths and waiting for it to come knock on your door like a specter. Could be next. Oh, maybe. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to take power. I'm going to show people that I'm not powerless. I'm going to post photos of my vaccination card. I'm going to post photos of my vaccination sticker so I can prove to you that I'm not a victim of government bondage. I took power. I showed people. I empowered myself to get back out of the house. You're a fool. You're a fool. You don't even understand it. Remember what I said about... This is why it's a universal playbook. It doesn't discriminate against race. It has nothing to do with race or religion or anything else. The fear playbook the government uses, it doesn't recognize, it doesn't discriminate. It's not able to do that. It just works. We talked about the same exact thing. About this autonomous fucking whatever the hell's going on in Minneapolis with this monument to George Floyd, right? And I said that the folks who strive, African Americans and minorities who strive for civil rights in the 60s now become and act like they're oppressors. I would be remiss not to mention the fact that the same applies here. You sit there, you're applauding your oppressors. You're shaming other people that don't want to be oppressed. Say, no, I don't want to do that. You're shaming them. You've become the oppressor. You've become the Stockholm Syndrome whitey. It's no different. So if we're going to slam this racism in Minneapolis and other places like it, you're on the hook too. You just don't realize it. You've been played too. You've been played by the man. They knew exactly how you were going to react. It's a grand illusion to think that you have any choice right now. You don't. They expected you to go out and take the photos of these things and shame other people. It's part of their plan. How does that make you any less powerless? It doesn't. you're still powerless. And now you're fucked because you don't know what's in this stuff. I like to deal with to know exactly what's going on. There's a lot of unanswered questions about what's in these things. And I literally fear for the folks we know, family members too. They won't listen to me. I don't know anything, according to these people. I'm right. Every last 25 years, not immediate family, they know. Last 25 years, I've been right about fucking everything. Everything, time and time again. Right, right, right. But I'm still a moron. It's got to be a spite thing. Now I have some good people that listen to me when it comes to that, but it's like, oh, we're not going to listen to him. He thinks he knows it. I don't carry myself like that. I don't talk like this in real life. I don't discuss politics. I don't discuss religion. I go about my business. I get enough here, believe me. So this isn't me hanging around the house talking into a wooden fucking spoon or something. I just don't. So it's not a situation where I would be like, oh, this guy's here again. Don't invite him to the party. If I go drinking, I'm out for a good time. I want to make fun of the people I'm with and maybe some new people along the way. Don't talk about this shit. We get enough of it. You're supposed to go out and drink. Now, I might be talking about, if we were allowed in bars, I may be talking about, we got to do something. That's the whole point. That's the whole point of the Green Dragon Tavern line of thinking. So you folks out there that are, literally are in the COVIDian cult, the traditional charismatic cult leader has been replaced by a menagerie of medical experts and government officials who don't know a damn thing, have been proven wrong time and time again, but you still look at them like, what you're saying is against science. No, it's not. It's against crooked fucking people posing as scientists, posing as ethical doctors. That's much different. Much different. You have to trust science, my man. You are not trusting. No, it's not science. It hasn't been proven. It hasn't been peer reviewed. It's nonsense. It's fake science. It's fake math. It's fake medicine. All part of a fucking operation to make money. I can't break it through to you folks. You sit down and you try to show people what science does say, what actual science does say about masks, about the efficacy of these vaccine, quote unquote vaccines. You start rolling out facts. And you start rolling out fucking numbers, and you start rolling out bona fide things that are black and white called facts and truth. And they start giving you a hard time. You're a conspiracy theorist, you're a nut, and you should shut up or you're going to die. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Nobody does the work anymore, folks. They don't want to. I'm talking about the collective, not about many of you. You get out of something what you put into something. Do the work. It's time that you got fucking woke on this before you don't have a choice. You might not wake up at all. What's next on the song? We're only on number 4. So talking about cults and the fact that you've been brainwashed. Oh, clamp down. All right, we'll go with that. This is a good show. I'm getting the warm and fuzzies again. It makes sense. We've had a fantastic week. Number 4, manipulate a system of rewards, punishments, and experiences in such a way to inhibit behavior that reflects the person's former social identity. Of course, you want to transform people here, right? Into your way of thinking and get them to convert and walk away from what they originally were able to think and how they originally behaved. And that's called a cult, folks. That's called you want to become a cult approved person or somebody who's an obedient robot, a droid who's now programmed and has received their programming to be a droid that works in the new normal fucking depot of other droids. And if you stray from that, you will be sent to the nearest depot for reprogramming. Of course, this plays into the next point, number 5. Manipulate a system of rewards, punishments, and experiences in order to promote learning the group's ideology or belief system in group-approved behaviors. Good behavior, demonstrating an understanding and acceptance of the group's beliefs and compliance are rewarded, while questioning, expressing doubts, or criticizing are met with disapproval, redress, and possible rejection, a.k.a. you just got thrown off of social media for asking legitimate questions and having legitimate concerns about your health and the health of the country. Get this guy out of here, will you? Fuck's sake. I thought we screened him. If one expresses a question, they are made to feel that there is something inherently wrong with them to even be questioning the authority. Now, me, I've been doing this since I was a kid. I've been questioning these assholes in different sectors since I was a kid. Starting Catholic school, grade school. Why are we doing it that way? Doesn't make any sense. Shut up. You're not going to be invited on the class trip. You're not invited to the picnic. You know, you find out all these priests and the nuns are going over people's houses on the weekends and having dinner with them and boozing it up and stuff. And you're like, ever come over my house? Yeah, because you're the one of the guys that would rat them out for acting like fucking perverts, etc. You start to learn early on when you reflect back on those experiences who's legit and who's not. Of course, this is all about the new normal, right? So if you're not on the Kool-Aid, Jonestown style, you're out. And if you get your shots and you get your passport and everything, you're in the good graces of these societal fucking weirdos and these tyrants. And you can go about living your free life and having liberty, being a tax slave and now a chemical slave at the whim of these dystopian assholes, and you think somehow that you're free? Man, you need more than reprogramming, man. And if you're asked sensible questions and you're taught to ask sensible questions because you had a great education and you had great people around you your whole life telling you these things, don't rush into things. Ask questions. The only stupid question is the question that's not asked. No. We don't need any COVID deniers around here. We don't need any conspiracy theorists. We don't need any anti-vaxxers. The state, the media, the government, the elected officials, they know what they're talking about. And you, sir, you, ma'am, you are a problem. We are calling the Gestapo on you. The COVID Gestapo. They will come for you. We've already made the complaint on our rat app. It's only a matter of time before they come for you. And when the laws are passed to make all dissent illegal, well, they will be there sooner than you can imagine. They may be in your driveway right now. Except they're not going to come in a police car. They're going to come in a white van with a straitjacket and a sack. They'll never be heard from again. And don't forget, as I found out, something very... I guess we're spending a lot of time on this. I don't give a shit because I think it's important. Don't forget, you guys think you have great friends out there and colleagues? You're so fucking lost. When I went through my troubles with the FBI, I didn't do anything wrong. They just came for me. It was a political thing. We broke no laws. There was no... It was my closest friend, one of my closest friends, who ratted me out, and colleague, who was also in on it, so to speak, ratted me out. And so don't think your close friends and your colleagues won't be the ones that pick up the phone, even family members. Say, you know what, this fucking guy, this gal is a problem. Get over there, shut them up. They're not in on this thing. They're not down with the new normal. Don't kid yourself. And look through world history. I made the fatal mistake of not understanding. It's usually your closest, quote unquote, friends and even sometimes family members who do you in, who rat you out. You better prepare for that. Not just in this, but apply that to anything. Be careful. Be careful who you tell everything to. You find yourself on the short end of a stick, and they're on the long end with the law. Be careful. Take it from me. You'll be scratching your head the rest of your life. You get blindsided like that, believe me, just like I have. But it makes you tougher, it makes you stronger. So, and that's how it works in cults. Your friends in the cult, they're the ones who rat you out. They want to move up in the cult. We talked about that yesterday on Pain in the Morning about rats in law enforcement. How the rats are running the ship because they forced the good people out. Good people who refuse to run a rat ship, participate in a rat ship, and rat on their colleagues. What's the last one? This is a fantastic article. It should be read. I'll put a link to it, of course, in the True Pundit story for all the stories we cover on here are in the story of that day. So there would be 4/23, April 23rd, usually at the top of my Twitter, Thomas1774 Pain. Number six, put forth a closed system of logic and an authoritarian structure that permits no feedback and refuses to be modified except by leadership approval or executive order. The group has a top-down pyramid structure. The leaders must have verbal ways of never losing. You know how you do that? You want to talk about organized totalitarianism? You want to talk about schemes? I saw it. I saw it in 2020, all through 2020. And I used to rail on it, and then it fucking hit me. It's all part of a scheme. I'll tell you exactly what it is. And it might not dance with some of your sensibilities, but I don't give a shit because I have not been wrong about this. And I refuse to believe that I'm on some kind of a cockamamie path of a maniac because there are too many facts I've seen in the last 35 years that play into this, chasing different schemes and understanding facets of schemes, elements of schemes, byproducts of schemes, etc., foundations of schemes. How many more times can I say schemes in 30 seconds? One of my kids would say, I could probably get 4 or 5 more in. Dad, are you messing with us? Yes, of course. The point is here that once they've sucked you into their narrative, they've won. And of course, it's all about, and I say they, I'm talking about the folks on the other end of this scheme. Now let's talk about, it's about making you a cultist and not one of the earlier things. The first one was getting you to not understand that you're buying into the cult. And who would be better at that than the president of the United States, who has your respect and your allegiance? Not this guy. The one who ushered this stupidity and insanity into the White House and into the country. So that you could be bullied and suckered and manipulated and threatened. 2020, that's what 2020 gave us. All about the new normal. Let's go over number six again. I'll read this to you again. And then I'll tell you what I'm talking about. Of course, everything that's happening now applies to this. But I want to go back to the genesis of this in early 2020. So that you can think differently. And we said this time and time and time again on the Thomas Paine podcast. Now it's come full circle. Number six was put forth a closed system of logic in an authoritarian structure that permits no feedback and refuses to be modified except by leadership approval or executive order. The group has a top-down pyramid structure. The leaders must have verbal ways of never losing. Those leaders, those officials, the top-down structure was the coronavirus task force in the White House. Fauci, Birx, and Redfield. And those were the only three assholes, along with Trump, that we heard from on a regular basis. The only people that set policy, the only people that sat up there with these idiots in the news media, fielding softball questions. Everything they said was wrong. Most of the things they said they had to walk back in short order, while ignoring not just us out here, guys like me and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and all these guys who understand these, what was going on, but other top physicians in the country, Dr. Scott Atlas, ignoring and fighting him, telling and marginalizing him professionally, saying the guy's an idiot. That's called a closed system of logic and authoritarian structure that permits no feedback. I had Marie Albanese on here. She said, why do we have these idiots in the press corps asking questions? Why don't we have the top doctors in the United States asking questions of these people? Why don't they bring them into the White House? Oh, because it's a fucking scheme. Because that makes way too much sense. This is how time affords us the greatest 30,000, 35,000 foot overview of what the hell is going on. And you need to step outside the box and forget about your allegiance and allegiances to these assholes in DC, all of them, past and present. They're all playing you. They're all fucking laughing at you. They've been paid well. They all have gotten their fucking 30 pieces of silver and more. Why in 2020, everything they said was disputed, mistakes after mistakes after mistakes, and you wonder why nobody was fired. You say, why is this guy not firing Fauci? Because he wasn't allowed. It wasn't part of the plan. In any Fortune 100 company, Fortune 50 company, if Fauci worked at Citi, he would have been thrown out and he would have never been able to get a job again anywhere. They call up and say, yeah, we're checking the references. Oh, this fucking guy's trying to get a job with you? You're insane. Don't even do it. I mean, come on. But there they are every day telling you what to do. Telling you what to wash up. Wash your fucking packages that come from Amazon. Wash them off with Clorox. Wash your hands. Sanitizer every 15 minutes. And on and on and on and on. Just one lie after another. One fucking lie after one. Trust the science. We're telling you the truth. Etc. They suckered you in to the narrative. And so far they've won. And you trusted the big man at the top. He's the Pied Piper. He plays the victim like a pro. We've all been played, folks. The faster you realize that, the faster you are on your way to rehabilitating your way of thinking and your way of behaving and your way of countering these assholes. It's as simple as that. The new normal should be you ditching your faith in any of these people, that they have your best interest in mind. You need to break with the cult. Set your mind right. What? You mean like wipe it with a cloth? Yeah, wipe your mind with a cloth. Get rid of it. Blanket. And recognize you've been played. You've been treated like a piece of livestock. That's how they see you. They got no problem lying to you. Your favorite trading card heroes, even the president, there's no problem selling you out. Just like you sold out the people on January 6th at the Capitol a couple hours after that all happened. He's done it before. He'll do it again. If you talk to FBI guys, career guy. Well, we'll get into that some other time. But I'm not going away. Let's put it that way. And neither is the truth. Truth has the funniest fucking way of always showing up. That's the only thing you can believe in. The only thing you can bank on is the truth. Finding it. Now that's... that's the challenge. Another great show in the books. I can feel it. I know when these things are good. I know when they're good. Back in the garage, also known as garage. I can also tell when the show's should be over because of my voice. Especially now, if you listen to Pain After Dark on Saturday, last Saturday, you understand that we are recovering from a nightmare. It's nothing short. There's no way to sugarcoat it in this country. Folks on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, helping us keep the lights on in the garage, in garage land, the garage band. And as I've said many times, we appreciate it. I'll break this down quick. Let's see if I can do it. There's a minute. There's about 2 minutes, less than 2 minutes left in this song. You're in trouble out there, folks. It's stacked up against you. I'm not the be-all, end-all. We're not the be-all, end-all. But you got to find some people that are telling you the truth. Some people have enough fortitude and guts to tell you the truth. And take a financial hit. Do you know how much money we could make if we were fucking lying? Like all the people on Fox with big podcasts and radio shows now who lie to you? Sure, they might tell you 70% of the truth. It's the other 30% that'll fucking fry you. It's already frying you. If you went out and got a vaccine based on these idiots telling you it was safe and you're dead now, it's too late. You need to have intelligence to counter everything else you're hearing. If everybody out here was telling the truth, we'd all be prosperous. It would be the land of milk and honey. It's not, except for the haves. So you need to arm yourself with good intelligence. That's what we're trying to do here. So you have a baseline of truth for you and your crew. Fuck's sake. They're going to take it all. I said this in March 2020 when I was on a podcast. A couple different podcasts. I said, people said, what do you think's going on? I said, they're going to take it all. Oh, what do you mean they're going to take it all? They're going to take the White House? No. White House. Fuck the White House. They're going to take all your money. They're going to take everything you have. They might even come for you. Well, they've come for you with needle in hand. Now, you can decide on whatever you want, but you better have a good intelligence. And so that's what we're trying to do. And we're only looking for a few smart people a day to join up. Patreon.com/truepundit. Subscribestar.com/truepundit. A few smart people a day. Is that you? Big question. Make an investment in the truth for a change instead of wasting time with these paid liars.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
Sometimes you need a little jolt to wake you up. I hugged her and she hugged back. You got to find people out here that are equal opportunity offenders. They will attack bullshit on either side of the aisle. And until you find people like that, you ain't on the track to get the truth. Simple as that. When these things emerge and facts emerge over time, and they show people for what they are, you need to call people on it. If you're a journalist, it doesn't matter. I hear it all the time. I can't do that because I'm going to lose subscribers. I'm going to lose members. Well, so be it. You'll gain more back. I tell them this. They don't listen. You'll gain more back over time. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Tell the fucking truth. And if people get mad from it, okay. Those people will come back too. When they go out, they have it all figured out. They're going to go, I'm going to listen to this guy. And I'm going to listen to this guy. This guy. This other guy. This gal. So I'll go listen to them. They come back and say, Jesus Christ, you were right. This is a pilgrimage. It's often a pilgrimage to get to the truth. You take a shortcut and stay here and then find some other people that are telling you the truth. Save yourself the pilgrimage. You're losing valuable time. And these guys are moving fast. Thanks to the folks on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit for helping us keep the lights on. We're working those other ads on the public side, but we're keeping this ad free for those people. Ad free. An interesting concept. But we appreciate that, keeping the lights on for us. What more can you ask? It's a privilege to sit here and tell you guys the truth. Take care and God bless you.
Okay.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it. There's no tenderness in your eyes when I reach out for you. Girl, you're starting to criticize every little thing that I do. It makes me just feel like crying. Love you on the 5 a day.
I can't.